time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
This station presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Today we salute you, Mr. Taking Down Christmas Decorations Procrastinator.
Taking Down Christmas Decorations Procrastinator.
It took you hours to put them up on a bitterly cold December day. They are your holiday lights, and you'll be damned if you're going to take them down one day too soon.
Do you believe June is too soon?
You, Mr. Taking Down Christmas Decorations Procrastinator, would like us to think that you have the Christmas spirit all year round. But your neighbors know better.
They think you are a lazy bum.
Those reindeer won't put themselves away.
Rudolph's covered with bird crap, yeah.
So when you're packing the car for summer vacation and look at the house with light strands sagging from the gutters and a deflated Santa in the yard, shake your head in disbelief for Mr. Taking Down Christmas Decorations Procrastinator, a real American hero.
Mr. Taking Down Christmas Decorations Procrastinator.
Wouldn't it be awesome if icicle lights just melted?
For the best morning show on any kind of radio. Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, get ready for Sam and Kara in the morning. Give Sam and Kara a call at 323-203-0815. And now, here are your hosts, Sam and Kara.
Good morning and welcome to Beauty and the Beast. Wednesday, January 5th. Thank you for joining us.
So I'm taking on the beauty, right?
You're the beauty, I'm the beast.
That's sweet, Sam.
Good morning, Kara.
Oh, man. So how are you?
I'm good. I think we're going to spare our listeners another show full of religion and God talk.
Apparently
and stuff.
They liked it, though.
They liked
you
it.
You said that a lot of people were downloading it, so, yeah. You know.
Yeah, people do like it. And I could talk about this shit for hours, and I'm sure you could, too.
Well, I'm sure anybody could. You know, yeah. It's like it's one of those meaningful conversations that you get nowhere with.
Yeah.
You know,
that's why they say don't argue about religion.
I think the difference is arguing versus sharing, and it's hard to sometimes not argue.
No, you argue because you have opposing opinions, you know?
Well, I mean sharing versus like, it's a spirit of a conversation. Is it to really win or is it to really hear a person? Is it to really be open? You know what I mean?
I don't think anybody can win these arguments because people are very well, you know.
I don't think there's a winning either. I mean, I don't think it depends on what side you're at. I don't think that it's possible to win.
Yeah, exactly. People are entrenched in their views and, you know, they're not going to change them. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, this is a very, very deep aspect of life, you know, belief and faith and so forth.
Yeah, but I think that, like, you know, it's possible to, like, oh, where are you coming from with this? What's your background? Da, 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 da. And then when you don't personalize it and you're talking objectively about a situation, then it can become very argumentative because you're arguing systems, you're arguing principles, you're arguing thoughts versus someone's personal experience. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So, but you're right. I mean, it's just, they kind of can go on forever. They're long-winded conversations.
Yeah.
But I like them.
Obviously. You like them, huh?
Yeah, I like them.
Cool.
So, my brother is officially engaged.
Oh, well, congratulations to your brother.
Yeah, he's engaged. And it's all over Facebook. And apparently, he's been getting his eyebrows waxed. And I need to give...
Are you serious?
This is, as a sister, I need to step in and be like, hey,
yeah,
they arched it too much. He got too much of an arch on his eyebrow, and it's just, it's not
really
good.
You got to keep him in line, Kara.
Listen, guys shouldn't be, they just shouldn't be like, you know... getting their eyebrows waxed.
No, they shouldn't be waxing anything on their body.
Well, hold on one second. I mean, if you're a burly guy and you just have some mean back hair, mm-hmm. nobody's going to miss it. You're really going to miss it. I mean, it might hurt a bit, but Are you really going to miss some back hair? No. You know, that's fine. Get rid of that shit. Get rid of the back hair. The back hair has to go.
You got to accept people the way they are.
Yeah, whatever. That's, and how many girls get away with that? None.
Well, no. We have different expectations of girls.
Yeah, it's extremely double standards. But what I'm saying is men, you know, when it comes to back hair, we don't need it. They don't need it. Okay? Yeah. The chest hair is a bit, that's harder. That's harder.
What's harder to remove?
And no, it's harder for a man. Some men are like, get rid of it, I don't care, or I'll thin it out.
Right.
And some men, they see it as like, hell no, I'm not going to be a toddler. Like, I dated one guy who was like, you want to date a baby? Go date a baby.
Yeah.
I was like, I would like to date a human, is what I said, not an animal. Can we work on this? And we didn't get anywhere with it. And I kind of respect the fact that he was like, hell no about it.
Yeah, but, I mean, you know, how would you react if someone told you something like that, you know?
I think women react to it like, oh, you don't like hair there?
Yeah.
Let me
well,
get rid of it.
Well, what if you're a woman that has facial hair and somebody comes and says, you know, you've got to remove this?
I'd be embarrassed, but I'd be like, give me some wax because I don't want to. I'm a woman. I'm not supposed to be rocking facial hair.
No, that's true. But I think it would get worse as you wax it, no?
No, it's better. It thins it out. It softens it.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, it does.
But that would be a problem, you see. So if someone told you to do that, I think you'd be offended as well.
I would, no, I'd be like, give me some wax. Can you pay for it?
Yeah, but if someone told you that, I don't think you'd like it.
I'd be embarrassed and a little pissed. Like, right. You know, one of my roommates a few years ago, she's like, you have some hair above your lip. It's blonde. But she's like, you have hair, you might want to wax it. And I was like, just another thing to add to the freaking list. You know what I mean? I was like, really? Really?
Not necessary.
I don't need to, you know, I don't need to deal with that.
Yeah.
Ugh. Anyway. But,
I know, but these things are tough. Look.
You know? And things do change when you get older. Like, there's some weird stuff that happens. I'm not older. I'm still in my 20s. But there's definitely some differences. And I'm like, oh, shit. Got to work that thing. I gotta
work
on
that.
Yeah,
there you go.
Got to work
gravity
on that.
Gravity works, you know.
No, it's not a gravity thing. It's more like...
things coming out on your skin and popping up on your skin and shit.
Like, I got like a little sun mark.
Uh-huh.
Like, there's like a little mark on my cheek that you don't notice it because I have makeup on or if I have makeup on. But it's like a little bit of like a... It's just from being in the sun. And I wear sunscreen, but I'm fair, you know?
Right.
And
then it doesn't go away?
You have to get it, like, you have to get it bleached, I think.
Oh, my God.
So there's, like, things
that's
like that.
That's a big deal, yeah.
Yeah, like, stuff like that, you know? Make sure, like, everything's waxed, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And,
But, yeah, I mean, you know, you do get things appearing on your skin that don't go away and things like that, you know? So.
Yeah. I mean, I think for the most part, I've got everything locked down pretty good. But I'm just saying, there's a lot of maintenance going into being a girl.
Yeah.
And
well,
girls work on their appearance, you know, that's they're expected to. And, you know, if a woman wants you to shave your back or wax it, preferably, you need to just do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And an ass. Like, you should not have a hairy ass. It's not necessary. You don't need it. No one's going to miss it.
That's true. That's
you should
true.
Not have a hairy
you
ass.
You know, I'm very lucky in that way. You know, I mean, I'm hairy on my chest, but I've got nothing on my back, nothing on my ass.
Good.
It's kind of funny, you know?
Well, keep it that way.
Yeah,
I'm sure
I will.
I'm sure your wife would
not. I sure wouldn't want to fucking wax my back and my ass.
Think about it. I'm trying to tell you. I had a voice.
But the things that women shave or wax, my God, you know, I mean, I don't know how they get into all these crevices and that.
I told you I had that you know, bikini wax that, mm-hmm. like, they went all up in every little nook and cranny.
Right.
And they were, like, going to town. Thank God I don't have a lot going on there. They're like, oh, this is going to be quick. But it doesn't feel quick because, you know, I'm not used to having hair ripped out of my, you know, my epidermis.
Yeah.
But, it was just brutal. I mean, I was like, how do people do this all the time?
I know.
And it's worse if you're blonde because they say that the hair is harder for the wax to grab.
Oh, really?
So I thought, blonde, it'll be easier.
You know?
And
you
it's actually
think.
Worse. You know?
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So there's that.
So there's a price for being a blonde.
Yeah, there is.
Yeah.
So hard. Life is so hard for us. I wanted to go dark. I wanted to, like, dye my hair, like, black blue, like that bluish tone and have, like, really dramatic dark hair, and I thought, oh, that'd be funny. And my blonde friends, because when you're blonde, you guys don't understand, if you're blonde, there's just this weird thing that happens to you where you just think you're so special.
Really?
And even if you're not, I mean, you just, there's just this feeling of like, I'm blonde, you know, and it's it's dumb. I mean, it is dumb, but it's this feeling of you certain kind of attention, right? And I had like three of my blonde friends intervene. They're like, Kara, once you go blonde, Once you leave going blonde and you go darker, you're going to lose so much attention. You don't even know. Don't do it. We've all done
really?
It. Don't do it. You're going to lose attention.
Oh, attention.
Yeah, you're not going to get the same kind of attention. I'm like, but there's a lot of gorgeous, like, brunettes and exotic women and women with jet black hair that are just so mysterious looking. I mean, these women, they're like, yeah, but it's a different kind of, like, you walk in a room, it takes them a while to get to know you versus if you're blonde, they know you right away.
Right, yeah.
Like, it's stupid. This is all dumb, but it's just funny. It is certain ways people perceive you, you know?
Yeah. Well, it's hard to imagine what you'd look like with black hair, you know?
But
blonde suits you, you know? Why?
Well, I am blonde. I mean, I'm in the blonde family. I was born really, really blonde.
Really?
Yeah, I was like white-haired blonde. But, yeah, so it feels like me. But
right.
I've always, you know, you just want to change it up a bit.
Right.
But my friends are like, don't do it. Don't do it. And then we have on our refrigerator, we have, you know, because there's three of us for a while that were living there with blondes. In California, like, blondes are a dime a dozen. It's not, you know,
yeah.
All different shades from really classy to really trashy, just all different shades of blonde.
Right.
And we have like a little magazine clipping on our refrigerator that says, inside every blonde is a brighter blonde dying to come out, which is true. Like, when you're blonde, you always think about, well, I like the gold, I like the warmth, maybe I want to go more platinum, or I want to go more wheat, or, you know, maybe I want to go like more of like a warm honey color.
Yeah.
Like, you just get really into it.
So do you color your hair as well?
I do. I do different colors in it.
I see.
I mean, it's naturally blonde, but it doesn't look like in the summertime, it looks great because the sun's out and it looks really golden and light. But
right.
Then the winter comes, it starts to get kind of like it grows out and then it starts to just be kind of like a
dirty
blonde, you know, because
right.
There's no sun to lift it.
I see.
Because a lot of blonde, it's got to have something to deposit color into it. So
right.
It's got to have the light shine on it to really come to life.
I
you know?
See. Okay.
So it just looks drab.
Yeah.
So I just went ahead and did it.
The trials
and
tribulations of being a blonde, huh?
Yeah, anyway. But that's just how much we love ourselves.
Yeah.
So it's just stupid and it's very funny. But one of my friends, so when we get all of us together and there's like five of us and we go hang out and we're all blonde, we'll make a joke. If I bring a friend, she'll be like, ew, who brought the brunette to the party?
Uh-huh.
Ew. But it's just a joke.
Yeah.
I mean, because blondes are actually... it's fun, but it's not what it was. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, there's always, the blondes are always going to be blondes, and they're going to do their thing. But, you know, as far as the surges of what's really fashionable and really, I think what's become, and not become as of new, but exotic is really way more, I think, the striking kind of thing.
Like, you think so, really?
I think that
it depends on your taste, you know?
Everybody's different, but I think as far as like getting booked for TV, they liked, for a while it was ambiguous ethnicities. So
right.
something that was, you know, more of, they can't tell what your ethnicity is.
Uh-huh.
And there's these blended features and, you know, usually, you know, kind of like matching eye color with, you know, or like opposite eye color, like light eyes with like dark hair, something
right.
like that. Very,
yeah.
You know, exotic looking.
Yeah.
Whereas like blondes kind of like, seen it. We've seen it a million times. We're over it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I seem to gravitate to blondes, but then it, you know, I don't think it matters. Like when I meet a woman, I don't stand there and go, oh, she's not blonde, so she's not attractive.
Well, beauty's
know?
Beauty, right?
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
Like, beauty is beauty. It doesn't really, I mean, I think it's stupid if people get hung up on, oh, you got to have this and you got to have that. I mean, beauty is beauty.
That's true. Yeah.
You know?
But there are a lot of starlets that are blonde, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't work that much in acting, believe it or not. It's so, like, blonde, certain shades are just so bright and stuff that they're so eye-catching that if you're playing a character that's not supposed to be eye-catching or supposed to be, depending on the character, it doesn't fit the character. So blondes can actually, you've got to be able to change your hair color and stuff because it can sometimes you can't get cast in things.
I see, okay, so different
like, redheads
shades.
Are great. Redheads book a lot for commercials right now.
Oh, really?
Book a lot more work. Isn't that funny?
Wow.
A lot of redheads.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Like
yeah.
Quirky redheads are booking a lot of commercial work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what about Snooki being all over the fucking news? What is it with her?
She's on the news again?
Well, yeah. She came out with a book.
Oh, Snooki. What is it called?
It's called Sure Thing.
Oh, yeah. It's funny. Well, I mean, look. She's got her 15 minutes of fame and she's they're all capitalizing
she's taking,
it.
Yeah. She's taking advantage of it like crazy.
Wouldn't you?
Yeah. I suppose I would.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you know, I don't really know her because I haven't really watched the show.
Yeah.
But she seemed like, you know, like an airhead, like some kind of white trash, no?
She's super, super cute. She's super cute. She's got a...
I don't think she's cute.
No, I mean, it's her whole persona. She's, she's just, there's kind of an innocence about her, believe it or not, when she's on the show, and she just wants to have fun and connect and get in trouble, and she's like the little munchkin. Uh-huh. But she's, I mean, you know, there's also the trashy side of things, but I don't know, I think she's really cute.
Oh,
you know?
Okay.
Yeah, I think I think it's the whole thing about her that makes her cute, you know?
I mean, is she interesting? Would you read a book by her?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if I don't, you know, I don't really read a lot of, I don't read. No, it's just like, I tend to read a certain kinds of books, but she's a character. I mean, she's funny.
Right.
She's adorable.
Really?
Yeah, she's really adorable.
Oh, so I need to give her a time of day, maybe.
I mean, you're not. You may lose some brain cells if you read the book, but you just have to go, it might be worth it. Those 10 brain cells, it was a good time had, you know? Good time had.
Yeah.
You know?
I know. Well, I'm going to have to catch that show. Isn't it starting again this week or something?
I don't know. I mean, we should have a viewing
party.
The new
season.
Yeah. She was going to come out with a dating show called Snookin' for Love. Isn't that cute?
Yeah.
But they're all, I mean, they're all making money off of this, you know?
They are.
Pauly D's a DJ.
What's that guy, The Situation or something?
The Situation. He has like a book that came out with like, you know, it's basically how to, you know, they've got people pumping out ideas. You know, he's got a book about like how to meet women or things like that. And he's got his fitness program to get the situation at, you know, the six pack and all that stuff. Pauly D does DJ work and he gets paid a lot for that. And then, you know, there's some of them though, you're like, what do they do? Like, you're kind of like, are they, you know?
Yeah. Now, are they like couples and stuff? Or
no, none of them are couples.
None
there's
of them
there's
are
one.
Attached
there's
to each
one
other.
That Sammy and Ronnie were a couple, and they were on and off. And I really just kind of lost interest. So I don't know where they are right now.
Yeah.
But there's some of them that are good on the show, but I don't really see them being that entrepreneurial with their fame, and they're not. You're not that interested. Like, if they show up at a club appearance, like, let's say they get paid a certain amount of $1,000 to show up at a club appearance, you're kind of like, well, okay, but I don't really care anyway.
Like, what's the big deal?
Yeah, like, I don't care anyway if you're, you know, there or not. So, we'll see.
Yeah.
We shall see.
Well, I tried to watch the movie The Expendables last night. Have you seen it?
Yes, it's funny.
You have seen it?
Yeah.
I couldn't even sit for more than half an hour through that movie.
Why?
Because it was slow, it was boring, and it seems like I've seen a movie like that a million times.
Oh, really?
And it was funny for them to bring together all these older actors now, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was funny when Arnold Schwarzenegger walks in there, you know, into the church and shit.
Yeah.
And making fun of himself and of the genre, you know.
Yeah, it was cute.
Yeah, it was okay, but I couldn't finish watching
But
it.
You don't really sit through anything, right?
It's hard for me, yeah.
Mm.
It is. Well, you know what, though? Toy Story 3, I sat through
the whole
thing.
There you go, guys. Just put on a good animated
movie.
Go put on a good animated Pixar movie.
There you go.
And
Sam's going to sit through it. Yeah, absolutely.
It's really funny,
actually. They're great movies. I mean, they're like geniuses over there.
Oh, man, that's so funny.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, you know what? Toy Story 3 was good.
Yeah. I think it was the best of all three of them.
Yeah. No, that's...
Easily.
That's really, really good.
You know, it was really emotional and... I highly recommend it to those of you who haven't seen it yet.
Toy Story 3.
Yeah. But The Expendables, I don't know, pretty expendable for me.
I get it. That's good.
You get it, huh?
You guys, Sam's good to me. He has water here every day and lets me borrow his laptop for the show that we have.
Trying to keep you happy.
Trying to keep me happy.
Yeah.
Better be Arrowhead.
It's kind of hard, but we try. Mm. We try.
Man.
Yeah. So, you know, we were talking about the birds that dropped out of the sky yesterday.
Yeah,
and the
trauma.
Day before, right. So, apparently, what they're thinking happened is this. Those were like red-winged blackbirds.
Okay.
And apparently what happened is the trauma they think happened is someone reported there was like some really loud noises before this happened.
Oh, really?
Right. But they don't think it was the New Year's Eve fireworks, but maybe it was. They're not sure. But what happens is these birds sleep at night. So their night vision is very poor. So what happens is they're all nesting and everything for the night. And then imagine all these noises that scare the hell out of them. So they start flying and bumping into buildings and mailboxes
Aww.
And chimneys and each other and stuff. So that's what they're thinking happened, you know, because they... obviously, they all had like they all experienced trauma, you know, some kind of you know, I don't know, run into buildings would do that to you.
That's so sad.
Yeah, poor birds, you know. But so they said they're disturbed, they're disoriented, trying to figure out where they are.
Oh, man.
So, yeah, yeah. It's pretty sad. So, yeah, they're trying to figure that out, man. Birds falling off the sky, out of the sky. Also, they say that touching makes you healthier, believe it or not. So whether it's a squeeze of the hand, a big bear hug, a kneading massage, even a bedroom romp.
Well, that's a lot of touching. So you better... But it makes you healthier?
Yeah. Yeah, they're saying massage and everything, so...
Like massaging or just, like, casual touching?
No, no, any touching. They're saying squeezing hands, you know, hugs, things like that, you know? So.
And I'm a toucher. Like, I'll always, like, even my friends, my roommates, I'll have, like, my hand on, like, I'll grab a piece of their, like, their skin on their back.
Uh-huh.
I'll just stand there and hold, like try to find some back fat and just hold
really?
It. Really? Am I weird?
That's a way to touch.
I just grab it, like, you know, like, tug it. Uh-huh. They're like, what are you doing? I'm like, tug it.
I don't think that's the kind of touching and we're talking about, but maybe it is.
Like, their arms just laying there, like, their arm. Uh-huh. I'll go the upper part of their back of their arm, and I'll go, and I'll, like, smack it around a bit.
Uh-huh.
Not because it's fat, just because... I don't know, just soft.
Yeah, it's fun for you?
It's soft and I just like touching.
Yeah. What if people did that to you? Would you be okay with that?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it depends who. I mean, there's this bus boy, he's an older gentleman. He's like, you know, maybe in his 60s and he's still bussing tables. He's a Hispanic dude and very nice, very nice. And he's always like, oh, mi amor, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And it's like, okay, well, he comes in and always gives me like a big hug.
Yeah.
And then he does, like, he like, when he hugs, he puts his hand, like, in part of my back fat and kind of, like, squeezes it a bit. And I'm always like, I'm always like that a bit. I'm kind of like, did that just happen? You know? But I think it really makes him happy.
Yeah.
You know? And those Hispanic guys like a sturdy girl. So I think it's... He's like, you know.
Yeah.
But like you.
But no, I'm a toucher too. You know, I like touching that and being touched.
Yeah. Well, I think it's healthy, right? It's just normal. I think it's sad. They say the most touch that senior citizens get on a daily basis is the equivalent of going to the grocery store and when they say, here's your change at the cash register, and they put it in your hand.
Really? That's the extent of it.
On a daily basis, on average.
Wow.
I mean, isn't that sad?
Yeah, it's pretty sad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we need each other. I mean, we're all relational. I think God made us relational. That's why we have communities, and I think it's why marriage is great. And it's just that, you know, it's not easy, but it's where you get that kind of nourishment from.
Yeah. Well, we are social animals.
Yeah, we like to hang out.
We need each other.
We like to hang out and chat.
Yeah.
We like to get our chats on. I like
chatting. Talk bullshit all day.
Yeah. Well, I was just laughing at how interesting women, they say what is the right, I'm going to butcher the word. It's called ruminate, is that it?
Maybe. Well, what are you trying to say?
Well, they basically kind of just slice and dice through words, and they bond through conversation more so than men.
Okay.
And they can just, it's like kind of sifting through emotions and thoughts and telling stories and you know, women just, I can log. I mean, with my girlfriends, I one time just noticed that we were talking for hours and it just went by like that. You know? And I remember thinking like, guy, this is so not a guy thing.
Yeah. No, women bond over talking and that's for sure.
I mean, we were in the car and we get home and we have food in the car and we need to go upstairs, but we're like in the middle of a conversation. We stayed in the car for like an hour chatting.
Uh-huh.
And I mean, that's just normal to us. And I think guys, it's like a hell. That's like a prison. I think guys are like, oh, get me out of here. You know, just because we're built so differently. Some guys are very chatty.
Yeah.
And they can discuss everything and they get into it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, guys talk a lot too, you know, but it's a different bonding experience.
I think guys bond through doing things.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, it occurred to me last night when we were watching The Expendables, like, what an explosive, violent movie it is. And then I thought, you know, it's like women prefer the Jennifer Aniston type of movie, you know, where there's only talking.
This is a movie where they talk a lot.
Yeah, exactly. And men just want to see explosions and death and killing.
I don't know. I've noticed that I really like action flicks. I've started getting into a lot of action flicks.
Really?
I like the adrenaline of it. Yeah. I don't like just like, I don't like just tons of, you know, I don't like just the blow it up shit. I like the trying to win something or get away from something or,
yeah,
you know, a
revenge,
nice,
usually.
Or like a nice heist movie or like you're like, oh my gosh, you know, like the intensity like
right,
that. I like
right.
that. I like that a lot.
Yeah, that's cool, you know.
Yeah, and my roommate's like, another one of your, like, she's like, really, Kara?
I think movies should create environments that you don't normally experience, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, all these chick flicks, it's like so real that it's boring to me.
That's funny. Like, oh, another fight.
Yeah, another fight, another this, another that, another, you know.
Oh, really?
But that's the difference between us. I mean, that's what's cool. You know, vive la différence, man.
Vive la différence. Yeah. That's crazy. I need to go out and see the world at some point in my life.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, you will eventually,
I will.
I'm sure.
You're all out there, people. I'm going to come to you all eventually. All you listeners, all three of you.
You should do like couch surfing and shit, you know?
Actually, apparently they have a website. I think it may be called couchsurf.com. I'm not sure, but it's, you know, basically you just, that's how people kind of get around. I mean, you know.
Yeah. No, I know people that have done that. You know, it's a pretty cool way to do it. I don't think I could ever do it. I need to be in 5-star hotels.
Really?
Yeah.
But you're cheap, man. Like, you're like totally like penny pincher. I can't see you.
You're fucking cheap.
I'm cheap because I have to be cheap, but I feel like...
I'm cheap?
No, I feel like you're always like, oh, that's expensive. Oh, and I'm always like, Sam, you're not like... You drive a big-ass nice car. I'm sure you're not like super...
It's not big car. It's not a big car. It's not an expensive car. So
it's expensive.
It's not expensive.
Or is it a lease or do you own it?
No. I buy it, but I still have to pay the payments.
It's expensive. It's over 20,000, right?
Yeah.
Is it over 30?
No.
It's not?
No.
Oh, really?
That's why I'm saying it's not that expensive. Most cars today start at 30.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How is that thing not over 30?
It's not.
Really nice.
It's not. That's the cool thing. That's why I got it. You know, I didn't really have $30,000, $40,000 to spend. So I spent more like, you know, $25,000, $27,000.
Yeah.
Whatever. But, yeah, you know, I mean, it's not about being cheap. I mean, I'm not cheap at all. I spend money, especially on people.
I'm not saying you're, like, not generous to people. That's not what I meant. I just feel like... You're kind of, you know, you're not going to, like, you tend to be very money conscious. And
well, I try to be. Otherwise, I'll spend all my fucking money. Are you kidding me?
Well, let me know when you're in that mode. I'll show you how to do it right. Let me be around. Let me call me up when you're
in that mode. No, I could spend a lot of money if I wanted to, believe me.
I'm sure you could. That's my point. But you just always are talking about, like, it's money and wasting money on food. And
wasting money on food?
Anyway, my point is...
Where do you come up with all this shit, Kara?
No, you're talking about spending a lot of money on a meal.
Yeah.
On going out for
dinner.
Oh,
yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That's not cheap. That's reasonable. That's logical.
Well, yeah, but you just
you
don't...
You sit there for an hour. Why would you want to spend a couple hundred bucks on a meal?
No, it's some people are just diners or foodies, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, but no, I'm just saying that there seems to be a lot of that. You talk about that. So when I hear you say five-star
hotels, yeah.
It doesn't seem to...
No, I like to travel in style for sure.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, really. So what's the nicest place or the nicest like traveling thing you went on?
I think as far as the place itself, I think South Africa was the most impressive for me. It was a beautiful, beautiful place.
But you lived there, right?
Yeah, I lived there for a year. And, you know, I took a trip to Cape Town, which was just amazingly beautiful. And... You know, I mean, you've never seen anything like it. So, South Africa was cool. I like Europe. And I haven't been to many other places. I mean, I've been to many places in Europe, in the United States. But I don't have any attraction for Asia or, you know, things like that. Australia would be nice.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe that's in the future.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hawaii is nice. Hawaii is very nice.
Yeah, I would love to go all over. I just want to see everything.
Yeah.
See everything, talk to everything.
Well, go to sugardaddy.com and be on your way.
Thank you. Do you know I actually looked at that one time?
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
And why not? I mean, shit.
Well, I knew some people that were doing it, and I was like, what is this all about? So I went and looked it up, and I think I even did it for like one day.
Yeah.
And I felt horribly guilty.
And many of them don't even expect sex, you know? What do you care? Just
no, I would never. I really couldn't actually do it. I mean, I couldn't do it. But yeah. I remember I just felt awful. I felt like such a hoe bag. I felt like such a user.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm a...
Well, but you're not a user because it's an exchange, you know? You get money.
No, that's usury. I mean, even if you both are getting something out of it, you're both, it's like a using type thing.
Okay, but isn't most life like that?
Well, I do say, think that most of life is like give and take. I do agree. Yeah. But I think that certain things, if there's not a heart behind it, then it's cold and it's just not right.
Yeah.
You know, certain things shouldn't
be. But who knows if that's the case? You know, maybe some of the girls like the men.
I don't know. You know? I don't know. Well... Yeah. I'm looking at MSN is talking about the top 10 scams of 2010.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Right.
And they have the foreclosure rescue scams.
Uh-huh.
You know, about the whole foreclosure thing. Millions of struggling homeowners, you know, in 2010 was a year of desperation as they tried to hang onto their homes against the threats of foreclosure. Many turned to so-called foreclosure rescue companies, which promised to save their homes for an upfront fee and ended up in worse trouble. Do you remember that?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's pretty bad.
Yeah. Then there's uncharitable charities, you know.
Yeah.
Which, that's self-explanatory.
Yeah.
That was phony.
And I'm sure Bernie Madoff must be there somewhere, right?
I'm sure, yeah. Are they making
a movie?
Well, that
was the year before, though.
I don't know.
Are they making a movie? Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't he like one of the most, is he one of the most notorious? Just.
Yeah, I mean, he's you know, he's screwed a lot of people. A lot of people. I mean, billions of dollars.
He must have been... I mean, this is the thing with people that get away with crimes that of that magnitude.
Uh-huh.
They've got... I mean, I'm not justifying what they're doing at all is good, but they've got to be brilliant.
Exactly.
Like,
exactly.
Just misused.
Yeah.
I'm like, have you worked that freaking hard to get people to trust you and give you their money and you tell them you're an investor and this, that, and the other?
Yeah.
And you've got all these people's trust, then you have a power of influence. You have... great sales skills. You have like a lot of transferable skills.
Absolutely.
Why not just put all that work to something like legitimate?
Because it's easier to make a lot of money that way.
But he's still working his ass off. I mean, think about it. You're doing like a horse and pony show all the time and you're trying to make sure.
Yeah,
everybody...
but the reward is pretty large, you know.
Well, it's not that large right now. Or yeah, it is. It's what, like, is it life in prison right now? What's
he
dealing with?
At least.
It's a big reward. Yeah. That sucks.
Yeah, he's going to die in prison. But yeah, I don't know, man. Wow. You know, he screwed a lot of people.
Another one is work-at-home scams.
Yeah, they have a lot of
those,
huh?
That's huge. Those have been going on for a long time.
Yeah. Promising you $5,000 a week or something.
Yeah.
And then you have to stuff envelopes or something for...
I almost fell for that
one. $50.
Yeah. Facebook scams. Wow, that's interesting. In August, spammers sent out millions of emails touting a Facebook dislike button. Of course, there's no such thing, but many people clicked on the link to download the button and instead downloaded malware that gave hackers control of their Facebook accounts.
Yeah.
That's not good.
No. Yeah, that's pretty scary, and that's a real problem is computer security these days.
Well, like I said, I mean, my roommate who thinks she knows a lot of shit that doesn't ever, like, know anything, and she's going to be pissed I said that, but... I'll talk to her about things, and she's like, hey, did you make that up? I mean, where'd you read that? I'm like, it's common knowledge.
Uh-huh.
So, for example, the situation with Facebook and their sharing of our information and how much that they've got your contact information. She's like, is that even true? And I was like, look at it online, and I showed her. You know, they have everyone's phone numbers.
They have a lot of things.
And you have to
not
go into your
private numbers.
You have to go to your privacy settings and you have to remove your phone number.
Right.
You have
I don't know why you'd put it in the first
place.
Well,
apparently it's in because a lot of people when they signed up for Facebook, you had to give your phone number as a verification. For some people they did. I think it's further back.
Really?
Yeah. And then or they get it from your Gmail accounts. Like
Gmail accounts don't have phone numbers in them.
I think that they may have your phone number.
No, I don't think anybody requires you to put a phone number.
Well, I bet your phone number's up. In fact, I could go to, right now, I'll go to Facebook.
Okay.
And I'm going to go click on my friends. Okay. Uh-huh. Give me 1 second.
Right.
Go to my friends right here.
Only if someone put up their phone number, but I rarely see anybody putting up their phone numbers on Facebook.
Well, this is funny.
But if you think Facebook is bad, imagine that Google knows everything about you by what you search.
Now I go to phone book. So I give friends requests and I go to phone book. Phone book.
Uh-huh.
What do you know? I've got everyone's phone number. Let me find Sam. Let's see if Sam's number's on here. And you tell me.
You're finding some people with phone numbers there?
No, I've got about 200 people on my Facebook that have phone numbers.
Really?
Yeah. And wow. They probably don't know it. That's the thing.
How do you know that? How
because
do you know
people
they have phone numbers?
Because it was kind of taken. No, your number's not up here.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. But it's funny. I have some ex-boyfriends. I've got their numbers on here. I'm like, oh, I guess I can give them a call. I need to. But yeah, there's how many people? I have 206 people that have their phone numbers up
but
there.
But how do you know?
I'm looking at their numbers right now. Right as we
no,
speak.
But how did you isolate 200 people out of everybody?
No, that's how many people out of my friends list that their phone numbers are attached.
Right, but how did you figure that out?
You go to Facebook,
uh-huh.
And you go to your homepage,
right.
And you go look at your you go friends, click on friends,
uh-huh.
Then you go to edit,
uh-huh.
And then on the left hand you'll see phone book.
Oh,
you click
okay.
on phone book, and it's imported. Uh-huh. My number was up there too, I didn't know. So I took it down.
Good.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, it is. It is. But imagine how much you reveal about yourself when you go on Google. You know, I mean, everything you search is probably something that has something to do, well, not probably, but something that has to do with things that you think about, things that you do.
Well, I'll go on Pandora, for example, or I'll go looking online for things, and something will pop up and go, so-and-so of your friends likes this, and I'll
right.
have someone's name.
Uh-huh.
And there's information they're getting that from my friends that have also listened to something on Pandora.
I see.
Or they've bought this product.
Right.
And they're sharing information. And it's kind of like I can see the loophole because on your friends, if you have a public Facebook page, which I do,
right.
You can see what friends I have.
Right.
But for them to take that information from what they like and their dislikes, and they tell me this as I'm, you know, perusing through something, it's just kind of like, get the fuck out. Leave me alone. Like, I didn't invite you into this. You know,
yeah.
A little privacy. It's like I'm going to the bathroom. You know? Sorry for the cussing, guys. I just felt the need to be aggressive.
To vent.
Yeah, unnecessary aggression. Sometimes you want to feel like you're a badass. Oh, there went another one. Unnecessary.
Yeah.
I apologize.
Facebook is interesting.
I love it, though. I watched Social Network for the first time.
Yeah.
I thought that was interesting.
Did you really? Was
yeah.
it good?
Yeah, it's a great flick, actually. Yeah. I want to know how much of it's accurate because, I mean, obviously it's a movie and it's a big blockbuster.
Yeah, and it's based on a book that's
called
partly fictional. So, yeah, it's called Accidental Millionaires.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And the book is sort of like a fictional book. Fictional account of Facebook. So it has some real stuff in it, but there's some fiction in it as well.
Yeah, well, it's like I kind of want to know what's real and what's not real.
I know.
I want to know because like, it's done really – because based on the movie, I kind of thought, you know what? At the end of the day, with the amount of money that this kid made,
uh-huh.
I kind of think, you know what? I thought the division of the cash that was given out was like the lady said, it's just a fine, just pay it.
Yeah.
In the big scheme of things, it's like a ticket.
Yeah.
And, you know, these people did contribute.
Uh-huh.
And it seemed like, yeah, should be fine. Should be
I don't
fine.
Know what you're talking about.
Well,
but
you
I
know,
have,
the
I
story
have to have seen
the
movie.
Story with and again, I don't know how accurate this is, but Mark Zuckerberg is like the big, huge brains behind Facebook.
Right.
But the concept was introduced to him through some
friends or people he
some
knew.
People that right. commissioned him to do some work for them. So basically,
I see. Okay.
This is the way the movie goes. So basically, these guys that are Ivy League and they're, you know, these two twins, they're these two star athletes are like, hey, we know you're a great programmer. This is what we want to do.
Right.
Well, he looked at it and he saw something much bigger and something that they're not actually capable of doing. So he basically said he was working on it, but he basically kind of took their idea and made it into something bigger and better.
Wow.
And he worked and worked and worked on it and kept telling uh-huh. them, oh, I'm busy, I can't meet right now. Until
really?
Like 3 months later it was launched.
Really?
And he had...
So, because I know there are some people who are suing him.
Well, that were suing him. I don't know if they're suing him now.
No?
I don't know now.
Yeah.
I mean, I know that Facebook recently came out with an apology, a public apology, because of the privacy issue.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's different.
Yeah. No, but as far as all the lawsuits, I'm not sure what's accurate or not. But that's just the way the movie went.
Yeah.
And it was interesting, you
yeah,
know?
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, they're saying it might be a contender for an Academy Award. So,
mm.
No?
I don't know. I don't really know if it was Academy Award, but it was good. It was a great movie. Another one of the scams of 2010s is what we just talked about, were the Ponzi schemes. So after Bernie Madoff was arrested 2 years ago, you would think people would be wiser about Ponzi schemes in which an investment is guaranteed to pay unbelievable high dividends. Either people are desperate to find a lucrative investment in this environment, or authorities are more diligent in rooting out these schemes. But 2010 saw more arrests, prosecutions, and convictions. So that's kind of, that's definitely something that, you know, was the unrealistic dividends, I think, obviously were huge beyond.
I mean, you know, if you're greedy and stuff, it would be something very enticing, I think.
Timeshare sales scams.
Yeah, that has always been around. Timeshare.
Yeah, well, they should have mentioned, mine's a little dated, but the one I fell for was, hey, want to be a secret shopper? I mean, I feel like the biggest tool in the world that I fell for it. But, I mean, and it's like, as soon as I fell for it, everybody's like, oh, yeah. I'm like, my grandmother was like, yeah, we heard about that on 2020. I'm like, where have I been? You know, they just get so smart.
So tell us about it. You never told me about a secret shopper.
I found a job where they needed secret shoppers, and it seemed legitimate.
But what's a secret shopper?
Basically, you go in, and it is a real job that's out there, too. It's not like this made-up job where they companies, and it's a company that has secret shoppers, and other companies hire them to come in to their different businesses, and you basically rate the service, quality, the product, whatever their business is.
Right.
And you do a detailed report, and you go in as though you're just another patron, guest, or consumer.
Right.
So then, you know, that's how they kind of get a feel for, you know, the productivity and the experience of their company that's off, you know.
Right.
That's how they rate their company.
Yeah. So how did you get that kind of job?
I mean, it was through Craigslist. But there's tons of legitimate things on Craigslist, too. Uh-huh. But it was something that, you know, big shocker there. And they're just looking for mystery shoppers, secret shoppers. And I think I've even done a couple jobs like that before. So it's not like it was that weird,
right.
You know?
Uh-huh.
But I was I was in a rough spot, too, financially. So I really wasn't thinking straight.
You take anything,
You're just not using your whole brain.
Right.
I think you're thinking, yeah, okay, good, we're a go. Okay, Tuesday, I'll be there. Boom, I'll do this. You know, you're not, like, looking at it and scrutinizing it and investigating it and stuff. And you're just kind of not very smart at that time.
Okay.
And so
how did it turn to be a scheme?
Well, I mean, I hate explaining it because every time I explain it, I just feel like more of an idiot. But this was a couple years ago, or last year. Anyway, basically, they sent me, I believe, a cashier's check, I think, or a money order that was like MoneyGram.
Right.
And I needed to go to my bank, and I needed to not withdraw it from my account, but cash it at my bank.
I see.
Okay, so I didn't go through my account.
Right.
I cashed the money order, and then I had to go to a Walmart and another business, and then I had to go to a Western Union as though I'm evaluating all these places. And I had questionnaires to fill out with all these places, okay?
Right.
And then, obviously, Western Union was to Western Union the money to the next field agent who's going to be going and, you know... Anyway, so part of it was the Western Union experience, and I had to do that. Well, then, and then I got paid out some of the money from that sum of money.
Uh-huh.
Well, then, you know, push comes to shove, we do it again, round two.
Right.
And it was a quick turnaround, like, okay, great, we're sending you another thing. These are another places you need to go to. Blah 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 blah. And the second time that I went to go cash this check or whatever it is, they said, this is fraudulent. This isn't real.
Really?
And I said, what? What are you talking about? They said, did you do something on the internet? Is this through an internet thing? And I mean, my stomach sank. I was like,
wow.
Yes. And I'm like, oh. I was like, I've already done one of these, and it went through. I mean, why didn't my other bank, my other branch see this? Why am I just now finding out this is wrong, you know?
Right.
And, basically, you know, because I had, you know, I had to pay back the bank, even though it didn't go through my account.
Right.
You know.
Wow.
So. Then you go
so
back.
So why did the first one go through?
It just slipped through. It was fraudulent,
really?
But they didn't catch it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
But if it's fraudulent, let's say you go in, you get the check from them with the money order.
Mm-hmm.
You go to check to cash it, and they tell you it's fraudulent. Right?
You can't cash it.
So what is the... I know. So what's the point of them sending it to you? I mean, you would know right away it's a scam.
No, because they make really good fraudulent money orders and money grams and things like that with the logos that some of the banking systems can't pick up on it.
Really?
And then they'll find out later when they try to retrieve the funds that this is fake.
I see.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So they'll call MoneyGram with the serial number and everything or whatever to pick up the cash, and they'll go, oh, that's not us, or that we don't have that.
Right.
And that's fake. That's not a real one.
I see.
So it slipped through the first round, and the second round was caught, thank God.
And so the question is this. Let's say you cash it, and you go and you spend it in the store, right?
Uh-huh.
Is that what it is? Or is that your compensation?
No, I had to use some of the money for the jobs to purchase things.
Right.
And then I used some of the money to wire through Western Union.
I see. Okay.
So some of the money was given to me as like, you know, my...
Yeah, so it ends up coming out of your pocket when you go shopping.
Well, it all... Stores. No, you don't understand. I had to pay the whole thing back.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, so it was
so
all
it
my
ends
money,
up coming out of your pocket. Yeah.
Yeah, or the bank's money.
Right.
So it was like $1,800.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, and just think if the other one went through.
Yeah.
Can you believe that shit?
Wow.
I was so devastated.
I'm sure.
I was still pissed.
Yeah.
And then once you're like, can you believe this happened? Everybody's like, oh yeah, da, da, da. Because I went to the police. I was dealing with police in another state because I wired the money to a different state.
Uh-huh.
I had them try to find this girl who's supposed to be getting this money because I wanted them to retrieve it from her because she's probably just like me, an idiot.
Right.
And I wanted them to stop and give me the money back so I can pay my bank.
Right.
You know, but everything worked a little slower, and there was people that were working with me, but it was just too late.
Yeah.
And anyway.
That's how we learn.
It is how you learn, and it's a hard lesson that cost, you know, money.
Yeah.
But it just, and then I look back at some of the emails, and I start realizing, oh, some of the English is not very good. It's like, but I thought, oh, it's just like little typos. I'm like, no, I think it's they're from Nigeria.
Yeah.
And since then, though, I've gotten really good at picking up on it.
Yeah.
Because now I know, like, I've used vacationrentalbyowner.com, VRBO. When you do traveling, you can rent out people's homes, things like that. It's really a great way to vacation. And there's a lot of scams where people, not so much through that, but I've also done other online things where they'll show photos of places that look really nice and they're underpriced. They're like dramatically underpriced.
Uh-huh.
And just enough to where you're like, I don't get this. This looks a little... So you click on it and then you get like these stories, and then it's like, oh, we're not going to be there. We'll send you the keys if you send us this. Well, this, and you're like, fuck that. I'm not interested at all.
Yeah.
And
but you see, that's the thing, is people sometimes do fall for these things. So that's how they make money. They continue doing it.
And there's stories. Like then when I was looking for apartments to rent out here in L.A., oh, we got this great place. I'm out of town. If you know, we can set this up. I'm going to need this by this day, and we'll have somebody meet you with the keys. And, you know, my wife has been handicapped and this, that. They'll give you some story.
Right.
And you're like, this is not legit.
Right.
Tons of it.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. And I'll write them back, you freaking hack.
Yeah.
You're a hack.
Well, what can I tell you, you know? I guess when people are desperate, they go through
desperate measures. All I'm saying is that was a big scam for me. And I'm just saying that, you know, at this point, that should have been... Anyway, it should have been on the top 10 scams.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
it's
all.
Not, huh? Mm. We'll make it number 11 then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, stay away from that shit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Meg Ryan is dating John Mellencamp.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know how they get together.
Don't they kind of look alike?
They
you know?
Look alike? Why, Meg Ryan is pretty.
No, she is, but they got like that kind of sandy blonde hair, and it's kind of a chopped short do.
I don't know.
Life is a highway. Is that him? John Mellencamp? I want to ride it all night. No, that's not him, is it?
No, it doesn't sound like it. I don't know what song you're singing.
Yep.
Maybe you're not singing it right. But
we have a new Speaker of the House, right?
Yeah.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Thank God. Anyway.
Yeah, a new governor.
Mm-hmm. Everybody's stepping in today. We got the new house. We'll see how that goes.
Yeah. All right, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us. Kira, thank you so much. Have a great day, and we'll see you all tomorrow.
been listening to Sam and Kara in the Morning, which airs every weekday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time and originates from the Los Angeles Talk Radio Studios. For questions regarding the show or to learn more about sponsorship opportunities, please direct all correspondents to info@latalkradio.com. Sam and Kara in the Morning is a production of LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.